Democrat Maggie Hassan opened to term limits for Supreme Court but not for members of Congress. By Hannah Blow on October 27, 2022. Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, said on Thursday that she is open to term limits for federal judges, citing the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, but she was conveniently not as open to the prospect of imposing term limits on members of Congress. During Thursday's midterm debate between the senator, who is running for re-election, and Republican candidate General Don Bolduc, the candidates were asked, "Do you think it's time to end lifetime appointments to federal courts?" Hassan was more than open to the idea. "I think, like many Granite Staters, I have been very concerned about the politicization of the United States Supreme Court, of justices who have been appointed saying that they would respect precedent, for instance, in the area of reproductive freedom, and then didn't," she said, pointing to the court overturning Roe v. Wade, which sent the decisions on abortion laws back to the states. "I think that concerns all Americans. I have listened to a number of proposals. And one of the proposals that I think might make sense is to put a limit on years of service on the Supreme Court to justices, while they could still then serve in other federal and other federal benches, so that we could have a predictable rotation of justices," the Democrat said. However, she was not so eager to support term limits for members of Congress. "I think voters can decide whether we are term limited. And I think it's really important for voters to have the choice to decide that they like what somebody has been doing and they want them to continue in service. They can also obviously vote us out of office," she contended. Bolduc made it clear that he, unlike Hassan, does not support term limits for the Supreme Court, but he does support term limits for members of Congress. Watch. An October Emerson poll released this week showed Bolduc surging in the Granite State, roughly 2 weeks ahead of Election Day.